This is Alex Faust, play-by-play voice of the LA Kings, and you're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Boy, do they know what good pizza tastes like.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network. Be sure to follow us on X, Jordan's favorite threads, Instagram, and Twitch at King's Realm Pod, and leave us voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So, at time of recording, we are just 17 days away from hockey. You're going to Australia, right, James?
No Australia.
All right. And only 35, almost a month away from the start of the season. So, I'm getting fucking excited. We got conspiracy theories from the power play, from on the power play, to go through. Those are going to be fun. And I'm sure there's like a triple crown liner three from Mikey. So, we'll figure it out. I'm Dennis Wilson. That is James Whitlock.
Hey, we got shit to do, too.
And Jordan Eckman.
Hiya.
Justice for Prius drivers. No. Absolutely not.
What I want to know is how fast does Jesse drive
in
the fast
Prius?
Lane in the Prius?
On the road or downhill?
Don't worry, you guys. I had Jared Stoll in the studio today, and I also wasted 20 minutes at the start. Yeah, you know. Oh, wait. No, I didn't. I was ready to go, and everything worked right away. He drives 90 miles an hour. He drives like you.
It's awesome. That's why we're friends.
He just does it with a lot less gas.
Yeah. He does it more economically and ecologically.
Yeah.
All right. Now that we got that out of the way, let's talk about DraftKings. New customers can download DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code THPN. Bet just $5 to score $150 in bonus bets instantly. That's promo code THPN, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. And also, fantasy football is here, fantasy hockey is, and they have daily fantasy contests. They got all kinds of stuff for you to play.
Yeah.
So make sure you download DraftKings, right? Go in there, check it out. Check out all the pools you can join. They got daily stuff. And they're going to have a ton of stuff coming up for football. So be prepared. Go to DraftKings.com, Sportsbook, THPN. There you go.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050 or visit gamblinghelplinema.org. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY to 467-369. In Kansas, call 1-800-522-4700 on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. In West Virginia, gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. All games regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Please play responsibly. In partnership with Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling at 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. 21 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details and state-specific responsible gambling resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. One boost per eligible game. Opt-in required. Max bet of $50. 10-plus leg required for 100% boost. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply.
In mouth.
Boom.
In
Remember
one's
when
mouth.
We used to do the daily fantasy? We'd do it once a week?
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
We should start
Holy
that again.
Holy shit. After 2 hours, my fucking auction draft is finally over.
Yeah, he started a draft 30 minutes before our draft that we did.
Jesus.
It was only 10 minutes because my friends are idiots. As you know.
What do you mean it was only 10 minutes?
It got delayed till 8:50.
Oh, God. Oh, mm-hmm. It was only 10 minutes before ours.
Yeah, because
I thought you were a half hour in when we got started.
No.
Because people are on time.
10 minutes.
But I, well, yeah, everybody's putting kids to bed and doing all that shit. So,
yeah.
All right.
Should we do the, you know, there's not real any news or anything. This is going to be fun without conspiracy theories, though, especially with Guy in the comments.
Oh, he's going to love these.
So on the Power Plant Instagram, put up a list of conspiracy theories for the NHL.
I got to say, I'm with a couple of them.
Yeah. I know Jordan's with this one. The 2023 draft lottery was rigged in favor of Chicago.
Absolutely. But that's not even a theory. That's fact.
How do you know it's fact, Jordan?
Because I know. It's a gut feeling. Mm-hmm. Should I go get my tinfoil hat real quick?
You might as well. There's a few of them that I think you're going to jump on board with. I've seen crazier things. I'm just going to say that. I've seen crazier things.
The fact that they don't televise the ping pong balls.
Yeah.
That's all they have to do. That's it. That's all I ask. Fact Put that it on a YouTube stream. It's not like you don't have the fucking equipment.
There's now a flag member of the Canadian government now talking about the Grays.
What?
You didn't see that? It's all over Instagram. No. Now there's another guy talking about aliens.
Oh, God.
They call the Grays.
The Grays?
To me, it's the funniest fucking thing ever, dude.
Why the Grays?
And they're like, they got some. Oh, it's I'll show
you. You have to send it.
Oh, it's pretty funny.
All right, Jordan, you're going to go tinfoil hat on this one?
Yeah, let's do it.
Go for it.
About how it's rigged?
Yeah, you said you want to do it.
Clearly, there's something to hide. Because if there wasn't, they would fucking broadcast it. And again, I understand there's TV rights and they have to figure out a time on ESPN or whatever it is to play it. Put it on YouTube. It's free to do. It costs you nothing. Put it on YouTube. Shut everybody up. It's easy to do. We fucking figured it out.
But they won't do it.
Exactly.
We fucking figured it out.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yeah. Yeah. Just go to StreamYard.com.
I mean, you could do that shit on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can do it on Twitter or X, whatever the fuck it's called these days. Or
I'm sure Threads, you can do it on Threads, too.
Yeah, even though nobody's going to watch it.
rigging a draft, who cares? You don't like the draft anyway.
You don't want the draft
big
anyway.
Big market teams care, and Garrett Bettman cares, putting the big names in big market teams.
Care about something interesting? That would be interesting.
Look at the three last generational talents that were in the draft.
Bitches.
The three last generational talents that were in the draft, arguably. Connor Bedard, Chicago. Auston Matthews, Toronto. Connor McDavid, fucking Edmonton.
I mean, Edmonton has a long list of number one draft picks. Yeah, so.
Right. That's why I just didn't
but
get
that. We're going to get to that one later. Don't worry.
All right, next one.
Tim Thomas wore illegal pads that were too big during the 2011 Stanley Cup Finals. Never heard that one before.
If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying.
Good for you.
I mean, it might be true, but I mean,
yeah, good for you.
I mean, why were they measured, right? If they can catch Marty McSorley's fucking stick, they can catch his pads.
Yeah.
It's probably because nobody complained.
Yeah.
They complained about McSorley's stick.
I like this one. This one's great.
NBA Commissioner David Stern put in a good word for Gary Bettman to be hired by the NHL, knowing he'd do terribly in an effort to make the NBA more well known than the NHL.
Well, it's working.
Yeah. Great job. Great job. If so, it worked.
A genius.
Yeah.
Good job, Stern.
Well played.
I had never heard that one before either.
That's pretty great.
Mikey says, I heard that one. Vassy from Back to Back Cops. Looks like a child wearing his dad's shirt. Oh, okay. The Tim Thomas one.
All right. Next one.
Here you go, Jordan. Gary Bettman rigs the league against Canadian teams.
No, Canada just sucks.
Yeah, I think Canada just sucks.
Yeah.
I mean, completely goes against the whole generational talents.
And that completely goes against.
There is no benefit to that.
Every other storyline for Gary Bettman. Like, how can he be such a mastermind at that and mess up basic shit?
Yeah, well, I would think that there's a fuck ton of money.
You should have 33 teams by now.
To be.
Nope.
There's $1 billion sitting out there.
There's a bunch of money to be made from Stanley Cup merchandise in Canada.
Oh, yeah. They're much more
so than in Dallas.
They're much deeper fans
than
most markets in the U.S.
Say, for instance, Toronto wins the cup. Best case scenario in freaking Canada. 90% of Canada is happy whether people say they're Toronto fans or not. And everybody in America is pissed off. So they're therefore going to watch the NHL the next season to watch Toronto get their shit kicked in.
I mean, okay.
It's like when people love to hate the Patriots when they had their dynasty going.
Do any of you know how the industry works? Like, can you point me to data about how revenue generated?
No, it's all feelings, Jesse.
Yeah, this is, we don't, come on. What do you think this is?
All right. Chipotle.
I think ants know which one has the best salad dressing. That's a reasonable conversation. I feel like you're just backing our play here. Thank you, guy.
Go ahead.
No, they don't. They're ants. How do you know, Jesse?
Yeah, where's your empirical data?
Have you not
sounds
watched
like a, sounds it, like a gut feeling.
There's several Marvel movies that'll prove you wrong.
And those are documentaries.
Right? All right.
Just watch the Quantumania.
This one's for James. The 2005 draft lottery was rigged in favor of Pittsburgh.
No, those stars just aligned for a magical moment.
I don't care because the Ducks got hosed. So who gives a shit?
The NHL tried to stop John Scott from going to the All-Star game. I didn't know that was a conspiracy theory. I thought that was verified fact.
That was absolutely true. That's not even up for debate.
Yeah. I thought that was verified fact.
Yeah. That's
so
true.
I think they missed this one. Yarmo Yager wasn't signed after his last contract because the NHL didn't want him to break Gordie Howe's most games played record. I don't think so. I think he just fell off like and wasn't at NHL level anymore.
Yeah, same. That's a no.
My favorite Yager story is when that prostitute tried to extort him and he didn't give a shit.
Oh yeah, he's like, put it out there.
Yeah.
Or didn't he put the pictures out?
I don't remember, but whatever
I feel like
it was,
he
it was
put
awesome.
The pictures out and was like, he's like, it's only going to help my reputation. And sure as shit, it did.
Legend. All right, next one. The refs make up calls to get the outcomes they want.
Yeah, no.
In the NBA, yes.
That's a no.
I don't think so. I mean, they might, if they make a bad call, they might do a quote-unquote makeup call,
but that's not to control the outcome.
Yeah, not to control the outcome.
That's an industry standard for any sport.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for baseball.
That happens at my son's soccer
games. They're just bad all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guy says, we know refs make up calls. Yeah, but do they make up the calls to affect the outcome of the game, or is it just to like, shit, I missed that one, so I'm going to call an easy one?
I honestly think it is...
Makeup calls.
Yeah, they're just makeup calls. They feel bad and they want to fix it.
Yeah, I think it's more something like that. I don't think it's to, you know, we're trying to, you know, have Toronto lose in the first round every year.
Right.
So
they do that on their own.
All right.
Here's one that hits home.
Here's one that hits home, and I've never heard this one. Arthur Kaliev is actually the real Arthur Kaliev's older brother. Their identities were switched by their parents to avoid deportation back to Russia.
True. And only because I want it to be true.
I don't even know how that would work.
I don't care.
Someone needs to break this down for me and like you're breaking it down to a 10-year-old because I don't understand this one.
You should have ChatGPT explain it to you like you're a 5-year-old.
Load it up, Jordan. Let's read it.
Gee's on.
He's on it.
Gee, what are your thoughts on that one?
Gee incognito. I've never heard that. Has anybody heard that before?
Never heard that much.
Not until... But
there is one. I'll wait for Gee to answer. Guy says yes.
Yes, it's true. Or yes, you've heard of it.
Yes, he's heard of it.
Okay.
Both.
Circulating around his drum. Okay.
Is that why he prefers to go by Ryan?
Is Kaliev even from Russia?
He's from like not Kazakhstan, but something like that.
Very nice.
Very nice.
He's
American.
Same about Dominican baseball players lying about their age. That happens all the fucking time. Is it Vladimir Guerrero doesn't even know how old he really is?
Mm-hmm.
Well, since we're talking about Russia, it's like the Russian mafia and Italian mafia tried to kill two Red Wings. Anybody got anything to say about that?
True.
The argument is that if he's really 23, but he's being paid on the idea that it'll get better because you think he's 18. What does that have to do with deportation, though?
Hi, Scott.
Huh?
I think he's talking about Dominican baseball players. So.
Oh.
Sup,
from
Scott.
From
sup.
The DR.
His family is from Kazakhstan.
Aha.
Uzbekistan.
Ah, there you go.
I think that's right.
I
would think that Jesse career. Would know. I mean, sorry, Guy would know more than anybody else. But
America's the same country.
One thing is,
here.
It's all Eastern Europe.
His thoughts about Borat? Oh, Hannah says I stand corrected. Okay.
Oh, Whoa, hold on.
Read this. Holy shit, I was wrong.
Ooh.
Tashkent, Uzbekistan.
Dude, Hannah, own that for the rest of your life.
Yeah, that mark is, this date.
Wow.
Where's the biah? Do we have it?
10:55.
There we go.
Yeah. And Jesse's like,
ah, fuck.
Daddy sauce.
Arthur Kaliev is an Uzbekistani born American professional ice hockey player.
Daddy sauce.
Daddy sauce.
And the original.
Ah, fuck.
Also on that card I found.
Oh, yeah? Ah, fuck. Kaliev 6'2"? Holy shit.
Kaliev's real name is Ryan.
Ryan?
That's his brother. Ryan. Name.
It's Frank.
Ryan. Ryan.
Frank Kaliev.
There it is.
Crazy. See, jersey. there's the links again that we can't click on.
I think I already pulled it up.
You can use Reddit for real news.
Crazy. Conspiracy theories are real news.
Better than TNA.
Is it?
Reddit?
Oh, four. I thought you said better than.
No.
That's how you get the free OnlyFans, right, James?
There it is.
James.
Oh, man. James, that was the last one, yeah?
Yeah, it was the last one. James is every day becoming that creepy old dude. It's getting closer.
All right, so we got, you want to go to voicemails now?
I mean, so we got next. Is this
going and dry?
Oh,
you guys might also know me by lowercase going and dry underscore. this is my first voicemail, and I'm currently drinking whiskey on a Tuesday because I accidentally ate rotten Parmesan cheese.
Oh,
interesting.
Whiskey is kills that germs, right?
Yes.
100%.
Yes, Scott.
Anyways,
you did.
It's almost time for hockey. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Yes, it's almost time for hockey.
Whiskey
excited.
Does kill germs. In fact, let's kill some germs right now.
Yeah.
Let's just go ahead and do that. Just to make sure.
I like how that was going slow. It's like, fuck it. We're just going
to
aerate this as we pour.
It becomes darker as you pour more, so I just want to see a darker color.
So many ways to go with that. Jordan's just drinking, so he doesn't say anything.
Dry loves his cheese.
Moldy cheese.
I thought most cheese is moldy. I thought the moldier the better.
That's just blue cheese and Gorgonzola and the like.
And Roquefort and...
I said cheese. And the like...
50 others
blue
that
cheese.
Are probably half of them are in my fridge right now.
Blue cheese is so good.
In a sealed, airtight drawer.
You have an airtight drawer in your refrigerator?
With a padlock.
Is it like a separate like container?
Oh, it's in a separate bin. Yeah. All that
you
shit.
You can't have any spores getting on your
shit. Cross-contamination in my food.
Yeah.
The bullshit. Yeah.
But mozzarella is somehow okay.
Not only on pizza.
I've already been drunk once today. I'm going to do it again.
Show title.
Jordan, don't ever do that again.
Was it too close?
I was looking at Dennis, so I didn't see what you did.
Whoa.
I see a hooker, a dirty, ugly one. It's your cousin, dude.
I mean, he does live in Vegas, so.
Okay, but the limo driver that crashed the limo. With
squeaky beer pull out. Got
okay,
it.
Jordan, that's you got to read again. This. Jordan, you got to read this one. It's got player names in it.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
here we go. Let me go get my butcher's knife. I'll
so
be right back.
Oh, fuck is back.
Okay, but the limo driver that crashed the limo with Fetisov and Konstantinov.
I thought that was going to be the easier of the two.
Konstantinov?
Okay.
Has a suspended license, maybe had a suspended license, and the company was Gambino's, and the seatbelts in the limo were tucked under the seats.
Constant.
Nobody puts a seatbelt on in the limo anyways.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's very true.
If you do, you're a nerd.
I mean, that just sounds like shady business. It doesn't mean he was trying to get killed.
Constantinople.
Okay. Question. Does anybody... Did this happen in Russia?
I don't think they have seatbelts in Russia. So
common sheeple.
Wake up. No, it happened.
Arthur Kaliev is really Frank. That's the real conspiracy around here.
Okay, it happened in Detroit. I was going to say, because there are no rules in... Just ask the machine.
Well, I mean, there are no rules in Detroit either, so...
That's true. Hey, more people die from weirder shit in Detroit than that. So I feel like that just flies under the radar if it were to have happened.
Can you imagine, like, being in a crash in a limo, like, being all the way in the back, no seatbelt on, like, flying all the way forward?
Just sending it to the privacy glass?
Yeah. Just face first into that glass. That's
who
they got to be.
Who knew they liked to tuck in Detroit, too? Just fruit baskets.
Where did that come from?
Oh, man. Next thing Guy's going to tell us is that Princess Diana was killed on purpose. Is it too soon?
We're getting into that, huh? Wow. We're getting into some real conspiracy theories.
Yeah, that could be a conversation.
She was a threat to the monarchy. What?
Yeah. Hey, it was infiltrated anyway. Just like LAFC played Inter Miami and Harry was at the game.
Yeah, not Prince Harry.
No, just
so
Harry.
Was,
just Harry.
Meghan Markle's so husband.
Harry Bosax?
Yeah. Meghan Markle's husband. The kids were asking, who's
Mikey,
that?
Mikey, you're married to Meghan?
Who's that? And we just told him it was Meghan's husband. He's no longer Prince. He's a nobody.
The Wayne Gretzky trade to LA is why the 2004-05 season was canceled.
It's an elaborate conspiracy.
Okay.
So no, you elaborate.
Send him a link now.
All right, stop. Elaborate.
Now.
Collaborate and all right, listen. Now
stop. He's Meghan
Markle
the
was
link.
Your hall pass? Ooh, triple crown of hall passes.
Oh.
That's going to take some thought.
That changes all the
no,
time.
It's not.
You got to narrow it down. Because there's got to be some crossover there, right? Like, we're going to pick some of the same.
I don't know. What? I don't know.
Now, James has got some weird shit, so.
Yeah, there's going to be.
Great Jordan, minds, Hannah. Great
Jordan,
minds.
Jordan is going to be all redheads.
Not true.
Is Emma Stone on the list?
No. Maybe. I don't even know if she's my top redhead, to be honest with you.
Isla Fisher.
Mm.
No, who's the one?
Ooh,
from
fuck, Mary Kill, Donna, Rachel, Jessica. Definitely kill Rachel.
Who's the Mad Men one?
I'd probably fuck Donna and Mary Jessica.
Redhead? Yeah. I don't watch Mad Men. Jordan would know.
Who's the lady with the.
Oh, yes.
Very healthy on Mad Men.
She's married to that super goobery guy from Lewis Harvey Mike. I know who you're talking about though.
Oh,
she's there. There it is.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
What?
What?
Tell us about the 04-05 season.
Oh. So the trade that brought Gretzky to LA was done with stolen money. Mm. And
which is true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Lemieux was given a contract shortly after Gretzky was. I don't remember the exact order of events, but it was like Mario Lemieux is the highest paid player in hockey. And then Bruce McNall was like, no, Wayne Gretzky's the highest paid player in hockey. And then Mario Lemieux was the best. And it got into this salary escalation where if you go back and look at like the highest salary in 1991 or 92, it's probably less than $2 million a year, maybe less than three. Uh-huh. And by 1997, it's like $10 million a year.
Jesus.
And it was two owners, the Pittsburgh owner and the Kings owner, both of whom wound up putting their teams into bankruptcy.
Oh, shit.
Behind these massive escalations in salaries.
That's
and before you know
salary
it,
cap, right?
Yeah, we had lockouts. We lost an entire season because the myth that the NHL was popular enough to sustain that kind of wild salary escalation was never true to begin with.
Thanks, Edmonton.
Well, sure, I guess.
I mean, yeah, by proxy, I guess.
I mean, that's how Mario Lemieux became owner of the Penguins.
Yeah, because they didn't have any money, right?
Yeah, they gave him a contract they couldn't pay. They went into bankruptcy, and the bankruptcy court said, well, here's the team.
You owe, yeah.
We'll just give you the team.
Yeah, doesn't he own like 15% of the team or something like that?
Well, I mean, I think they sold it to the Fenway Sports Group for $1 billion or whatever. So good, excellent move on his part.
Like, he, on 66. He made out eventually.
Yeah, he winds up getting paid $1 billion for half a career or something.
Yeah. best contract ever.
For being the second best player ever, right?
The highest paid contract ever.
Suck on that, Bobby Bonilla.
Now, the last time you had me jump on like this, I was listening back to it and you couldn't hear me. So
I hope we fixed that.
All right. I hope this isn't just you guys reacting to.
I just have to remember. I forgot that we brought you on. So that's my bad.
All right.
I did. Gotcha. It was pointed out
by my cousin Scott,
and I fixed it. So
we'll listen to it right away next time just to make sure.
Hannah, their characters from Suits.
Hannah, watch Suits now.
So who's
Anshe Kopitar's favorite show?
Is it really?
Ooh.
I think so. Or it was a couple of years ago. I don't know if it still is.
Who is the Chastain? Is it Chastain?
Jessica Chastain?
Jessica Chastain.
All right, I'm leaving.
Bye.
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 He does have the link though, so he will be back.
We'll say something that'll piss him off.
Yep, then he'll just hop on.
Yep.
It's Christina Hendricks is who you're thinking about.
Oh, Christina Hendricks, yes.
And do you know who she's married to?
I was going to say Christina Hendricks, too.
The Schnozberries Taste Like Schnozberries guy.
Really?
What?
Yes.
The dude from Super Troopers?
Yes. Or at least was.
Interesting.
Was from Super Troopers?
No.
I know, I get it.
Yep,
I get it.
There you go. Guy got it.
God, that is the funniest like 10 minutes of a movie ever. The opening to Super Troopers.
Yeah.
It is so good.
Sub 10 minutes, but yeah.
It's no, I think it's I clocked like it out. It's like something. From the time like you boys like Mexico to that point, it's like 9 minutes and like 40 something seconds.
You're freaking out, man.
Dude, that opening is the
boys like me.
That is the best opening to it honestly is like the funniest sequence in any movie like for that long of a period. Oh, so good.
Can't believe it anymore, man.
The problem is you have to try and sustain that for the rest of the movie. They do a great job at that.
Okay, here's the thing is flat out they don't sustain that. Whoa. They don't sustain
What's
that.
What's going on down there?
I know. But they do a fucking
James
damn
really
good
likes
job.
Super Troopers.
He's got to get his fucking aviators out.
Oh, because you crowdsourced the second movie?
Well, thought.
But yeah, that whole fucking movie is hilarious.
My Super Troopers badge is in there too.
I don't want a large Farva. I want a goddamn liter of cola.
Hey,
I need to watch
Bear Fucker.
what?
Hey, Farva, what's that place you like with all the shit on the walls?
Shenanigans? You guys talking about shenanigans? One of my favorite lines from that whole movie, I quoted all the time. I was like, that little guy? Don't worry about that little guy.
Yeah, I do that too.
All the fucking time.
Yeah, Scott has it right meow.
Yep. Jim Gaffigan. Done. Are you saying meow?
We should just quote.
We can do that for the rest of the fucking show.
For the show. Rest of the show. Ooh.
Yeah. Do I drink milk out of a...
LA Kings are on Puck-Doku today. Mm-hmm. This one actually might even be a...
Oh, by the way, Guy, talk to your people. The LA Kings schedule on the website is broken.
What do you mean, you people?
I said your
he
people.
He does say Luke Robitaille's name. When he's...
Like Super Troopers 2.
Actually haven't James seen said- it. Had something to do with that because he crowdsourced it.
That's right. Got his name in there. Instead of getting my name in there, I got his name in there. He's more French Canadian.
You didn't even put your name down for a donor, did you? You put Luke's name down.
Wants
like,
to
oh shit, Luke Robitaille.
Schedule.
Go to the LA Kings website and then click on schedule. See what happens.
Who wants a mustache ride?
I do.
Ask Jeff that question because he asked a waiter at Buffalo Wild Wings one time.
What?
Hey, he didn't know what the meaning of it was, And so the guy had a pretty cool mustache. He's like, hey, do you offer mustache rides? And fucking
Jeff said that?
Yeah, everybody lost it.
That's hilarious.
I'm looking up LA Kings and going to the schedule.
It's a 404 error.
It's not even a good looking puck. It looks like it was built in 1997.
Wait, what was that last lockout year? That's when it was made.
I didn't realize that you built pucks, but okay.
Yeah, you build pucks?
You manufacture them.
It's vulcanized rubber.
No, you program it.
I'll talk to my people. Thanks. Call the NHL.
Yeah, I gotta actually get our tickets together. Figure out what game.
Well, I mean, now you don't even know when they fucking play because the schedule's down.
I do. I got it already saved.
I don't know about that.
Guy might know what's going on. Should we move on to the next voicemail before we just recreate the entire Super Troopers movie?
I mean, that's not...
Questions for the host of the show. Do you know the original hockey puck was made out of?
Cow poop.
Is it, you say that with, like, as you...
Yeah, no, you have guess. Go
was it?
See, there we go. Ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Luke has a hockey book that we read to him sometimes, and it talks about how the first hockey puck was frozen cow poop.
Wow.
Does it get
That's
more Canadian
fucking disgusting,
that?
Dude.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, dong.
Let's go! Whoa. Kings Realm podcast. It is 11 p.m. Tuesday night. This is your beer league update. Let's see. We close game tonight. Lost. I think it ended like 6-3, but they had an empty netter. It was a tight game. We were short benched. Found the back of the net, so broke the goal drought. That was nice.
Nice.
That's all that matters.
High bar and in, like those. The legs feel much better too. Stamina's back up. Skating feels good. So we're on the upswing here. Let's get that
Congrats
going.
To your hey, wife about
closer
stamina.
And closer to Kings hockey. We just need to know how we're going to fucking watch the games.
That would help.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we shouldn't be nervous about that, but I'm nervous about it. And I'm going to be nervous about it until we know what we have to do to watch.
It's going
to
be Bally's.
I don't know if I'm canceling my fucking cable and I'm buying some
Me
private
too.
Kings stream or something. Or
Me too.
What
I'm ready to cancel my cable.
It's going to be Bally's.
But it's all good.
It's going
to
be bad.
James is bringing it back to Me Too moment. Maybe.
And I think that's
I'm going to watch half games.
Triple Crown line. See ya.
It's going to be Bally's. I mean, at this point, what else could it be?
ESPN Plus.
That's going to be brutal. That's the only other thing it could be.
Yeah, I think.
It's either Bally's or ESPN Plus.
If I'm ESPN, I'm making a hard push.
But then... But then our broadcasters don't have
right
a job.
Right up the King's
so
ass.
I'm shoving it in. Did I send you that? Oh, I sent you that link.
We just totally ignored Jordan again. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Remember that link I sent you for, what was that fantasy show that did the guys in the fantasy pool and the wife?
Oh, the league?
Yeah, the league. I just sent you the link.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, we're going up against each other? Sodomize.
The league was fucking great. Oh, that was a great show.
We don't talk enough about quotes from that show.
I'd have to watch it again. I watched it once.
Oh, it's
and it was,
so good.
It was so, I watched the first season. It was so fucking good.
The writing on it's just amazing.
Go in and try the mayor just throw shit at the wall and sees what sticks. There, I said it.
I'm not a fantasy football guy, obviously. I'm not a football guy, but that show was fucking great.
No, that show was awesome. Jordan, the league?
Fantastic.
I'm going to start grabbing quotes from that and using it again.
I'd have to watch it again. When did that show fucking come out?
And when I'm done with you, I'm coming
out.
The
show
came
out like
kids?
Like 2010 or something like that?
Has it been that long? Yeah.
I feel like it was like late 2000s.
Wow.
I mean, Google knows. Let's see. The league.
Scott said, I canceled my DirecTV. Nights are on local now and an app. And then I have ESPN app for all the
blah,
others.
Blah, blah, blah. Get fucked.
2009.
Good call.
It was close. 2009 to 2015. They had that many fucking seasons?
I think it kind of went downhill at the end.
I mean, the first season was great. I didn't. I
I think they had three good seasons, I believe.
I mean, that's pretty typical unless you go in with a plan like Breaking Bad. You can get five.
Yeah.
Any more than five and it's over.
But man, I mean,
prove me wrong.
Taco.
Just the whole vinegar strokes.
And don't come at me with fucking Simpsons.
No. Simpsons, Family Guy, they all have the same formula, right? They're just staying topical. Yep. All right, next one.
South Park.
Forever Unclean. Okay.
So I was just in the middle of listening to a Kings podcast.
Oh.
The name shall not be mentioned, but they were talking about Jonathan Quick's tattoo, how he got the Vegas logo added to his LA Kings Stanley Cup tattoo on his ribs. What did I say?
I don't know.
And one of the hosts was like, oh, yeah, no, it makes sense. You know, he won a Stanley Cup there, blah, blah, blah. And the other host was like, did he? Was he there for it? And it's like, yes, yes, he was. And he's like, yeah, but did he win with them? And it's like, yes, yes, he did.
Yeah,
yes, he did. And that's what the other guy is saying. Topical. And then
it's true.
He's like, yeah, but like, he didn't mentor anybody. He didn't spend any time there. It's like, hey, dude, he spent the entire postseason there.
Is his name on the cup?
And played, I think, like five games in the regular season.
Does it deserve to be?
With Vegas. And he's just being a bitch about it. And it's like, dude, he won a Stanley Cup. Like, if you won a Stanley Cup, I think you would get, if you're into tattoos, I think you would get that team's logo tattooed on you.
Yeah.
Next to the Stanley Cup tattoo that you've had for 10 years, I think you would add that. I think you would. And I think it makes sense.
And does it hurt?
Like, yeah, but did he? Was he there?
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the ribs.
So if it's if it's engraved on the cup under the team's name.
Here's the thing. As a Kings fan.
You got it.
Yeah, you absolutely. As a Kings fan, does it hurt? Fuck yeah. Can you blame him? Fuck no.
No, I'm happy for him.
Yeah, absolutely. He should do it. Does it suck for me as a Kings fan? Yeah, that hurts.
I don't
to
think
see.
So.
It hurts me as
you
like
love
because
the guy?
Because of what happened.
You
the
love
way
the guy, him. Right?
Yeah, I'm happy for
the
him.
The absolute best outcome happened for him.
Yeah,
it hurt us as team to see him go, but the best thing happened for him.
Yeah,
to get a third cup.
I can't be
fucking. I can't love be fucking, it, dude. I love it.
It hurts to see, but like, good for him. I'm happy for him. Like, he absolutely should have done it, and fuck that dude for saying he shouldn't have.
Yeah, absolutely. No, he earned that just for being there. And you don't know what just having his presence there helped the goalie core.
His name is on the cup. He fucking lifted it. He was on the bench ready to go every fucking game. I mean, rules
he's
is
on the
rules.
Roster.
Rules
he's,
is rules,
rules
right?
Rules.
Yep. His name. They didn't have to fucking petition his name to be on the cup because rules is rules.
If his name's on there, he deserves to get the tattoo. And I'm happy
absolutely.
For him. I'm glad it happened that way. I'm glad it sucked in the moment, but I'm glad everything worked out the way it did because now he has three cups to his name.
Yeah. And so does Marty.
Along with Jazz Hands.
Did he mentor anybody? Did he do anything? And it's like, no, he didn't do anything in the postseason, but he was on the team.
Who knows?
He was on the bench for every single game. He watched every game.
Did he get a shutout?
How are you going to tell me that he had nothing
or
to do
or shut out?
With winning the cup? Like,
one of the games Scott watched every game. Should his name be on the cup then?
He was like, he didn't mentor anybody or anything. And it's like, how do you know that?
Jordan, I'm going to kick you out of this podcast, Jordan.
You know for a fact, Quick just kept his mouth shut the entire time, didn't talk to anybody, didn't mentor nobody.
I didn't do it.
Blah, blah, blah. So that pissed me off. Anyways, Triple Crown line.
Mike, you dropped it in the comments.
I skipped this one last week, and I was talking to Going in Dry last night about
Going in Dry.
So again, we're gonna try this one more time. NHL duos, and we also discussed. I don't know if it should be your favorite NHL duo or the best. NHL duos. I said favorite.
It's up to your interpretation.
Said best. So I'm gonna leave that part up to you guys.
Sedin.
If you want to do it,
I mean,
if you skip it again,
favorite and
we'll
best
be
kind of go.
But yeah. I'm running out of time.
Not necessarily.
Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go! Go Kings, go!
I love how he knows that he's running out of time just by feel.
Yeah.
He's always in his truck, so he can see the clock.
Just the tip. What if he now has
I think favorite would work.
Has the timer going.
No, just so he knows. I think it's that's part of what the Triple Crown line is it's up to your interpretation.
Yeah. So I mean, it's kind of, I mean, the way we would do this, it's kind of the same shit. Doesn't matter. It's gonna be whatever comes to mind without any research.
Best duo
or favorite?
Gretzky, Luke.
Gretzky and Luke.
Dynamic, you go that duo.
Way. So, okay, James is starting it off.
Yeah, that's fine.
Who's going next, James?
That's his.
Doesn't matter.
I'll go.
Okay, Jordan.
Damn it.
Go, Jordan.
It's got to be Kopitar Brown.
It's the next best one.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go with Gretzky McSorley. He wouldn't come without McSorley.
That's true.
He needed his protection.
That is an interesting interpretation.
Way to go for the unique interpretation. Way to go.
Favorite. Yeah,
I don't hate it.
I love it. I love it. That's unique. I love it.
God damn it. I go with favorite, and then I'm going to pull this one fucking out of my hat. But like,
I agree with you.
I don't think you can deny Getzlaf Perry.
I can deny it.
As much that's as fair. We fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Like, I like guys better.
They were effective. What was guys?
Psh, watch me.
Korean Solana. Who the fuck is Solana?
I don't know. She sounds hot though.
Check Reddit.
That's pretty good. But I don't think you can deny Perry Getzlaf.
I would say Solana.
Korean Solani better than them.
I agreed.
If we're going to go to that team.
Okay.
He could have pulled Korea and whoever it was that fucking ended his career, but
it'd be fun. I'm going to go as far away from the one that everyone should probably pick, but I'm going to go Crosby Malkin.
Oh, man. Oh, that one hurts. Huh?
That does hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts a little bit.
That does hurt.
Yeah. Mostly just because James is coming up on two picks.
I would have done it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. That might be why I had something to do with it, but
I don't know why I read this one as Hall and Oates. George Michael, the other guy.
I totally read it that way too.
I read Hall and Oates. I mean, it's not far off, to be fair. Mikey read it that way too. We're all in agreement. Guy says Hall and Oates is his number one.
Donnie and Marie. Oh.
Captain America and Iron Man.
Stop
it.
What are you thinking about right now? It's not your turn.
It is.
Jordan, it is.
It goes back to me. I started.
I went Crosby.
It's a snake draft.
You did two. He did one coming back.
What was my two?
You did
Gretzky.
Gretzky, no, okay.
Yeah.
Gretzky.
Yeah, yeah. And then you did fucking the Leprechaun.
You did Gretzky, McSorley, yeah. And then you did the Ducks to dipshits.
Right, fair enough. I'm last.
Only because I'm excited to see this one develop. And I feel like it's going to be one of those things that it's going to be a heartbreaker when you see it break up. But Doughty and Mikey, I feel like they're going to build a bond.
That's a cop out.
Why is it a cop out?
Because I said it was.
It's my next like exciting pair on the team that I'm really focused on watching.
As long as one of you assholes don't take it, my last one's a cop out.
I'm thinking about this honestly. I'll take like. It. I'm excited to see them, and I'm excited the way he looks at Mikey and wants to help him develop, and to see like basically a Doughty and a Doughty protege out there on the ice together.
I don't think Mike is a Doughty protege.
No, they can play They're completely different types of defensemen.
Yeah.
But he's under his wing. That's his mentor.
No, they play defense.
Huh?
They play defense, not wing.
Fucking guy.
I think that Doughty just likes a certain type of player, and Mikey fits well with Doughty, and Doughty likes Mikey, and that's why it's
because
working.
Mikey, I don't think it's a protege Doughty's game.
If anybody would be a Dowdy protege on the team right now, it'd be Clark. But even then, I don't see them as the same player.
But they're a duo. They play together. They're
a duo, but yes, absolutely. But I don't think that means he's a protege.
He's studying under him. Like, they can play different games.
If fucking Bedard was on the Oilers, that would be a more apt comparison. Like, he's learning to play.
They're not the same player, but they're still, Doughty is going to be his mentor.
I mean, in a way, but when you say protege, you're that means they're the same type of player. I mean, Bo Jordan and I took that the same way.
Okay, I don't think that's necessarily the case. I don't think that's the only interpretation. I think him playing under Doughty is
best duo ever, right here. Jordan and Imagine Dragons.
Imagine Dragons, these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
Look at the timing on that button too.
It's much better, much improved. So do you have another one?
In hockey?
No, I'm saying, do you have another pick right now? I got lost, so I don't know where we're at. You just tell me when I got
it. Yes.
It's me. I got to go one more. And I don't have another one, so I'm delaying.
I said my last one's a cop out, unless one of you assholes take it.
How's that working out for you?
You said the Sedin sisters, right?
I did. I really loved the way that the city celebrated them with a.
I think you could take it. You already said it.
I don't. I.
They said favorite. They said best. I'm using both interpretations. So however I see fit.
Yeah, and again,
he said it.
I loved it. I love to hate him. I love to hate him. And
I love to hate him too. And I was actually sad when they retired.
I'll take the Sedin sisters.
I was sad when they retired.
I was too. I love the way the city celebrated them.
Yeah.
And gave out banners and people with banners in their businesses, and the entire city celebrated them. That was
to be fair, that city doesn't have much else to celebrate.
Fair enough. But yeah,
they get a new city every time they make it to the finals, so they can celebrate that.
That's true. Well done, Dennis. I'm sad. All right,
that's mine.
I'm sad that I missed that opportunity to make that joke. I honestly am.
It was inspired by you, Jordan. Take that.
All right. Thanks.
Sakic and Forsberg. See, this is where Jesse just has knowledge of '90s hockey. It's fucking too. Great.
Gretzky and Curry.
I was going to go Curry, but I figured McSorley was better because it was more random. All right, Jordan.
I really hate to do it because they were our rivals in the early 2010s, but I don't want to say it. I really don't. I don't really want to say it, but Kane and Taves.
All right.
Probably the best 1-2 punch of that era.
Can't deny it.
Sign their contracts together.
$10 million honestly, each. That I mean, as we know, were the best. One of the top five playoff series ever.
I mean, I'd put it higher, but I'm sure.
I'm being modest. I mean, it's definitely my favorite.
Martinez and Lundqvist.
Honorable mention.
One of them was just lazy. He was laying down on the ice.
What a bitch.
The other one was dancing. I mean,
what a duo.
I know.
I'll never forget their moment together.
Neither will I.
That's fair.
That's one of my favorites.
All right. So everybody's going to hate me for this one. And I'm surprised it fell, but I'm going to take the best duo route with this one. But McDavid and Draisaitl.
Yeah, I meant to not say that one.
Same here.
It's the easy answer.
It is.
It's a painful answer, but it's the easy answer.
Yeah.
Don't need to talk about it any further. We're done.
They're great.
Moving on. Next voicemail. I'm sure there's another Triple Crown line in it. Good, it's Mikey.
Fuck you, Dennis. For the second Triple Crown line, we're going to do...
That was crazy. Good
we're going to do... Okay, how about this?
He knew.
I'm trying to keep on this track of one hockey, one not hockey. We're going to do... Thing.
Who was it? Best duo. God damn it, I had it in my head. When Quick was out, It was Scrivens and who that filled in for Quick. Was it? It wasn't Bernie.
Martin
was it?
Jones.
Was it Scrivens and Jones? Bernie? There we go. Yeah, Scrivens and Jones. There's your fucking Kings duo right there.
Honorable mention: Jordan Nolan and Dwight King.
Fair. I think Jesse will be on board with that one.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
All right, continue. Sorry.
That you look forward to.
Oh, you got to rewind it.
On your day off.
Ooh.
Or days off. One hockey, one not hockey. We're going to do things.
There's three.
That you look forward to on your day off. Or days off.
That's easy. We can knock this out quick.
Can we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jordan, going first this time. Golf.
Yeah. You said golf.
Good call. Sleeping in.
Ooh. Camping.
You're up again.
Mountain biking.
Something with kids. Like beach day with kids.
Damn you.
Family time. General.
Yep. Backpacking and or hiking. It's me. Fuck, it's me again.
It's Jordan again, right?
Enjoying time with friends.
Oh, fuck off.
Speaking about cop outs.
Mm-hmm.
Half time I take days off. It's to day dates with my wife.
Ooh, day dates.
Day dates.
All right.
Take day off. We both take day off and we go do something together while the kids are in school.
All right.
It's the best babysitter ever.
Sounds like afternoon delight.
Morning delight, afternoon delight. Yes.
Ooh, yeah. Sky, Mikey loved it. It's in flight. Whoop. God damn Anchorman. So good.
Frozen.
Nooners. You're talking about high noon or?
Uh-oh. What'd you do?
Something else.
James did something.
Ooh, Scott said whiskey and ice.
And that's the audio's not working again.
I'm frozen.
Not for James, though.
His computer froze. Can you hear us, Jordan?
Uh-oh. James and Dennis are frozen.
You gotta give us thumbs up or down because we can't hear you. Holy shit, he blue screened.
Or they're really good at holding still.
Log in.
I mean, I'm in. Doesn't mean they can hear
Dennis.
Me.
Can't hear you, Dennis.
I got it. All right, so James' computer just like fucking blue screened on him.
Ooh.
So there's that going on.
It's probably an Android.
God damn it. Now I got to fucking make a note. What time are we at? 56 minutes?
Yeah, just short of 56 minutes. Control-Alt-Delete.
Oh, look at this.
God.
Jesus. That is excellent shitty trivia.
This might take a while, guys.
Talk about a technical difficulty. I thought it was crazy with sunglasses on.
I know. James tried to use the touchscreen, and all of a sudden...
No, I used this, and it froze, so I'm like, well, fuck it, I'll do this. But it had already frozen by the
track. We can't hear any of you guys just saying no.
Just keep doing these.
Well, you can't hear any of them because they're in the comments section.
And then type in there, Jordan, in the comments.
Nooners. I unmuted me, so, and we're in.
Jesse said that he can't even barge in using the link.
Acknowledge my shitty trivia. Gerudio is frozen. Control-Alt-Delete. Update. Did it auto-update? No, it blue-screened. I can't even barge in using the link. Lame. You can.
Yeah, you can.
You should be able to.
It's funny because they can't remember. Number of
games is 25. Jones Scrivens both played 19 games. Quick played 49. I can't prove it, but it might be the lowest number of games played by a single goalie James Trophy winner.
You could prove it.
Okay.
Where's Jaden when you need?
I mean, that might take Jaden some time, but. So, yeah, he said earlier, fun fact, the Kings won the Jennings Trophy that year, but only Quick got his name on it because Scrivens and Jones both failed to meet the minimum. Cancer. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, Jordan's saying funny shit and we can't hear him. We're 95% there. Getting the computer back.
Exactly. There is Jaden. Restarting now. Jesus.
That is grandpa's house.
Oh, it's doing all the things.
Okay, so we restarted, and now we got to restart.
Restart again. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, Lenovo.
Is it Lenovo?
It's supposed to be awesome.
Yeah, just send all your information straight to China.
Awesome. That's where I want it.
Where they use it against America.
I'm on the good list.
I used to be at Motorola until I got bought by Lenovo. Got rid of it quick.
I might take this back to Costco.
Jesse wins.
Be sure to remove that folder before you do that. The new one you just created earlier.
Okay.
My Christmas folder? It's. Look it.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Oh, there we go.
It blue screened, restarted, then restarted again. Now we got an update. I love how you use a picture of you from like fucking 40 years ago.
It's just, it's whatever's on my Microsoft account. It's a cabana in Vegas.
So what year was that?
Fuck, dude. I've got hair.
I know. That's what I'm saying. What year was that? You don't look like the same person.
Let's finish setting up your PC.
Fucking log in.
Wow. That's crazy.
Jesse, whoa. Triple crown line, ways the show gets delayed. Jordan's being loud somehow.
Mm-hmm. I'm on the button.
Oh. Almost there. I'm getting out.
Hannah with the sick burn.
Are we back?
Yeah, but you sound like shit.
Get us on the right input.
Where's the camera on the remote? Guess who's back?
How's that?
There it is. That's better.
Back again.
All right, so what were we doing?
You guys are really far away, though.
Really?
Oh. So far away.
You can see the Gerudio washer.
There we go. We're back.
Where
we
there's Jaden.
Jaden!
What were we doing? Where were we at?
Things. Day off. Did you finish the last one?
I didn't finish my last one.
Dennis had one more.
We froze.
And I don't know what to say, so I'm going to say getting blackout drunk.
Jerking off. Oh.
I do that during work. I mean, what?
Jerking off or getting blackout drunk? Both those fit.
I mean, prove me wrong.
I'd rather not.
God damn it.
Okay.
Mikey said to finish his voicemail.
Okay, we're going to have to go back to that too, because that reset.
He's sleeping in. It could be yard work. It could be
yard work.
I don't know. Have at it, I guess.
Done.
Also, what else was I going to say?
This beer tastes like shit after Made West.
James, hit the button!
Imagine dragging these nuts on your face. Get fucked, Jordan. Water bottle out.
Go, Kings, go!
The timing.
Go, Kings,
good job, Mikey.
Go, Kings, go!
Whoa, there's a weird sound there at the end. Almost like Peter Griffin. Go! Whoa.
That's what you see the guy that changed his name on his like iPhone.
All right, so here so here's the thing. I was super annoyed with that whole thing. when I was editing the show, I was fucking dying.
Dude, I was making it and slicing it together, it was the funniest fucking thing. Because I listened to it like 15 times. Because I had to create one by one 500 words at a time.
It, the thing is, like, I wasn't laughing until the Go Kings Go at the end, and it made it all worth it.
I was laughing at the expectation of you listening to him chewing on the biscuit. Like, that was my favorite part of it. And I'm like, I first cut it, and I forgot that I had saved that audio.
How did you get the chewing on the biscuit sound?
It's in an episode.
Oh, so you just added that in there?
Yeah.
I thought you'd tell me fucking the AI had like a chewing on the biscuit. No, like,
so I had to do like, speaking of free ads.
It sounds like code for sex.
Since we like free ads, I had to add that in.
No, we don't.
To make it make sense.
Jordan hates free ads.
By the way, Orange County Bourbon Society on Facebook, they have a Penelope tasting September 13th.
So you're going.
Yeah, McAllen Public House.
I might be up in Washington again then.
6 p.m.
So unfortunately, I don't think I'll be able to make it.
Yeah. So Penelope, at least four different tastings there. Mm. Probably more.
Four different tastings, meaning like four different bottles?
Four different
flights.
Varietals.
So James has like 8 bottles in his house.
It sounds kind of weak.
I have probably double that, to be
honest. How many different varieties do they make?
All of them.
8 to 10.
Ballpark. 8 to 10. And they're only going to let you taste 4?
They have 4.
Sounds kind of bullshit.
In the invite, it says 4, most likely more.
Sounds kind of bullshit. Not even going to let you taste half of what we do.
I'm hoping it's not the shit that's on the shelf right now.
You're like, bitch, I got this at home. Well, yeah, spades. Yeah.
You better bring Rio. You better bring the, what's the other one? The Toasted Rye is new. That's new within last year. They got the 9-year that's out now. Like, I want to taste those kind of things, the things that we don't get in California. My worry is it's all the things that they can sell in California now.
And you already have like, that.
Look at Architect 3. Oh, my God. It's
I
great.
Already have all the shit.
Yeah. I'm going to walk out. I'll be like, you're the brand ambassador, and this is the shit you bring us?
You're gonna pay for that, and then you're not even going to drink their...
Go fuck yourself.
...their booze?
No, I'll walk out.
On principle alone.
I'll be like, here's my card. Call me when you can do a real
There's
fucking tasting.
There's principalities in this, Smokey.
There's principalities. Right? There is, dude. I've already paid for my ticket. Dan already bought the tickets. I paid him back. So, be like, Dan, we're going. It's you want to taste this shit? We'll taste it somewhere else. Let's go.
James looks like a shitty poker player. With his glasses on.
You don't wear mirrored glasses at a poker game, dude.
Are those mirrored? I wouldn't say they're mirrored. But if there's enough light, they are very reflective. I
mean, could you see the
logo?
The logo on this glove?
I mean,
James doesn't even know what shiny
is,
but so.
No. That's a callback right there. Holy shit.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well done.
Good pull, Jordan. Good pull.
My name is Dan. Let's go.
Jordan Dry wants to go.
Hey, you want to go? It's in Brea, September 13, 6 p.m. I could possibly order 2 more tickets.
I'm just
going to
point out that it's, that's just, 6 days before my birthday.
Do you want to go? You hate whiskey, though.
I'm going to be in Washington, I think.
Okay. Well,
most likely.
Why the fuck are you bringing
it
up?
But I'm bringing it up. Because, I just wanted to let everybody know it's my birthday month, right, Jordan?
Oh, that's right. Birthday month.
Yeah, I feel like
Jordan
we're like
says,
six days late on that.
I know. It's just wait. It's going to ramp up just for you, Jordan.
It's the worst.
My birthday gift to you is all the deals closing this year.
Fair enough.
Take it.
So, by the way, we got to delay our Solani's date. I'm just saying that.
Oh, really?
I don't have anywhere to take my dog right now.
I told you, the crate. It works. I swear to God. It's their happy place.
It's not.
It is their happy place.
Not yet. It will be.
It will be, but you have to put him in there for it to be.
It will be eventually. You can't just happy base. Before it is happy place, you can't just fucking throw him in there for fucking four
yes,
hours.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
He's a dog. Just because you give him a name doesn't mean he's part of the family. He's your son.
Have you seen how you are with Dewey?
I'd fucking kick him out in a heartbeat. The next time he runs out of his house and runs off, he's fucking on his own, dude. Good luck. Hey, you want to be on your own? I tell my kids the same thing. You want to be on your own so bad? Fucking enjoy. I'll be here when you get back.
Because you are coming back.
Because you'll be back.
Good job, Scott. Thanks for pointing that out.
Pointing what part out? National Chocolate Pirate Day?
Yes, I have seen the two in the pink, one in the pink golf gloves.
It's International Chocolate Pirate Day.
Oh, sorry.
Happy birthday, Dennis. Not yet.
Not yet.
Don't give him
it's the 19th, but you know, just to piss off Jordan, we're going to talk about it all.
His birthday is National Talk Like a Pirate Day. We will do a whole episode in Pirate Talk.
It's our.
The fuck we will. What pirate is a favorite?
What pirate is a favorite of the alphabet?
What alphabet is the favorite letter of the pirate?
Was that Yoda saying that?
I don't know. I need more whiskey.
Do you?
Clearly.
Have you had this yet? This is beautiful.
I mean, no.
It's whiskey, so no.
If you've any whiskey I've had has either been shitty or you've given it to
me. I've added to the grab bag.
Oh, ooh, God. Pirates love the sea. Dennis should take a shot from the grab bag because it'd be fun.
You could go fuck yourself.
If it's not,
what did you add to the grab bag?
Dennis clearly isn't drunk.
I added some new cognacs, really nice cognacs. I added an.
Are you saying that properly?
Why do you say it like that?
Single malt scotch.
That's not right, is it?
Why?
Cognacs?
Cognac?
Stop it.
Saskatchewan. Eligibility. I'm on those. I've practiced them enough.
I'm offended.
I want to hear this.
Guy called me out of
the military. Does a pirate join?
It's the army.
Oh, there you go. That's what it is.
I mean, they know it's the Navy, you dummy, because they're in boats. See? Yeah. Look at the Navy.
Yeah. In your fucking face, Jordan.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Oh, that's fucking great.
They're all felons. They can't join the military, Jesse.
I added a peach flavored whiskey. I added an Indian single malt whiskey. What else I add?
All sounds like shit you'd be drinking instead
Crown
of me.
Crown Royal Apple. You would drink that.
Where's that? I want to taste it.
You want to taste it? Really?
I do.
I'll pull it out.
Pull one out. I want to taste that. I'm not drinking the whole fucking thing, but I want to taste that.
I'll drink the rest. It's decent.
What is a Crown Royal Apple?
It's funny, before you got her, I mixed it.
Crown Royale.
There's a 12-year Glenmorangie in here.
Let's say about this fucking bag is getting so fucking full.
I know it's
that double Batigo, dude. Just,
double bag that shit soon.
Yeah, it could potentially. Oh, there's a 99.
I mean,
banana.
These are the thick, like good bags you gotta pay 10 cents for. So
yeah, there's a 99
bananas.
99 peppermint.
No.
Imagine getting that motherfucker.
Fuck that. Did that one.
That's the shot you take before you drive home.
That's the one where you're like, fuck that grab bag.
Yeah. You get that shit out of here. I'm never doing that again.
I mean, if you're expecting tequila or something else and you get that.
You're expecting anything else but peppermint and you get that? Fuck that.
I didn't know it was going to be tequila.
I love that clip.
It's so good.
It's the proper way to pronounce tequila.
It is. It's like a proper Crown Royal bottle.
Oh my God. It's so cute.
It is cute.
Why is it spicy?
It's shaped like a Crown Royal bottle.
Is it glass?
No, plastic.
It's definitely plastic. And it doesn't come in a purple bag.
As all good liquors are.
It's really hard. Plastic bottle. Shit is on there.
It's hefty.
Yeah. That smells like a fucking...
Like candy.
Like an apple, like Jolly Rancher.
Oh, I can smell from here. Wow.
Yeah. That smells...
That's potent. You know what's
funny? I had you
open that. I think I have a bottle in the house. I could have screwed got the bottle.
But that means I would have to get up. You'd have to get it'd be a whole fucking thing.
Yeah. You'd have to leave the Garudio.
This is interesting. This smells very interesting. It smells like a Jolly Rancher. But there's also like a hint of, you know, Crown Royale to it.
Royale with cheese? Finish it.
You can drink it. Go for it.
Have you had it?
I've had it. Yeah. I think I have a bottle in the house. My brother loves Crown Royal. Okay. So I get all the Crown Royals, whether I buy them or he buys them to bring over here. I have them all.
So right off the front, it's a fucking Apple Jolly Rancher.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right off the front, it's an Apple candy. Jolly Rancher.
It's all candy.
But that, like, finishes with, like, the normal, like, you know, whiskey, like, feeling, but also extremely sweet. It's really weird.
Go for it.
That is fucking weird.
They have a salted caramel?
Yeah, they
do. But also not horrible.
Wait, tell me more about the salted caramel.
Pretty good for mixers.
I mean, Jordan's just talking about all the salty stuff he likes.
If you don't like salted caramel, I'm
just going to pour that all over the fucking... You got something to wipe that up with? I didn't. It wasn't all of it. It was just a little bit of it.
Go on the side of the machine.
How about one of these things?
Oh, yeah. Use that. Yes, we're going to talk about hockey once it comes, but we don't have hockey.
Who's asking about hockey?
Guy.
Fucking guy. That fucking guy.
Fucking guy.
Ooh, peach.
Jordan will have notes and shit. We're gonna
be all kinds of... What hockey is there to talk about right now?
We're going
to
be all about it. You know we are. We love hockey. I'll be at
this. This is when people give us fantastic reviews on Reddit is during this part of the season.
Right. So there's nothing to talk about. So let's just have fun. Just enjoy. Hey, it doesn't always have to be about hockey,
The thing is, we could do like half hour podcast, but you know, instead we do fucking our longest podcast of the year.
Well,
during the off season when there's not hockey to talk about.
I think we've told you guys this before.
No, we did not talk about that, Scott. We should.
Oh, I was going to bring this up because I sent it to you guys. Let me get to it first. Oh. But we honestly do this for us. This is our guys' night. This is our time to hang out. So just continue to talk, and we appreciate you listening in. If you listen in, we appreciate it.
And as a reminder, this was always the idea of this was always like the backyard barbecue, talking sports. So for us, talking hockey, not like we're not trying to be official. We're not trying to be the source for all of your Kings news. We're the bullshitters that just want to talk sports.
Yeah.
And so then we want to talk hockey.
And then I got ADHD. So that,
I mean, that really fucking derails.
Okay. So I sent the guys a video of a beer league where there's two teams playing and they had.
Yeah. Where the fuck is this a beer league, by the way?
This is fucking awesome. Because Connor McDavid's in this, and you watch this whole thing, and the red team is beating Connor McDavid's team, and he's in his Oiler shorts and his socks and his everything else.
Wearing number four, which is weird, number four
in the blue jerseys. And then at the end, they're like, oh, they win the cup, and it's like an old propane tank with a cup inside of it or something like that.
Weird.
Like, it's just the weirdest concoction. And then they're like, oh, yeah, I'm playing on the red team.
It's not a pony cake. I think it's a pony cake.
Yeah, something weird like that.
So, and then they're like, oh, yeah, and by the way, on the red team is Quentin Byfield.
Yeah.
So Quentin Byfield. He won
the propane cup.
Beat him in the backyard propane cup. So if that doesn't give you hope about the Kings. And by the way, I bought my Kings ticket.
Hank would be proud.
I credit to Jay Flats. Jay Flats was in Vegas. So we went in on a ticket together, which I don't know if you could have a better duo of people to buy a ticket to win the Stanley Cup.
Is that an honorable mention?
James Willock and
Jay Flats.
All right.
So we have a ticket together, and the Kings are going to win because we have the ticket.
All right. How much is the ticket?
Right now it's 20. I asked him to get another 100, but he got 20. We split it.
But so you each put in 10 bucks?
10 bucks to win. 20 to win 420. 400.
Mm-hmm.
So 2000 odds. But I won another 100 on that because I always do 100 every year.
So you did that with Jay and then you put 100 on it yourself. So you got 120 on it.
Right.
Fair.
Right.
You said 420 and going in dry as ears perked up.
Guys, wait, I heard James doesn't know what HD is, but he's got 80 of them. That's 100. That's what my doctor said. I don't know.
See?
You got 80 heavy dicks?
Whoa, Jesus.
Wow.
Heaven, duty.
All right, we're done. Unless there's anything
we're
else.
Done.
We're done.
We'll stay on after the show, but.
Yeah. All right, so follow us on all the shit at King's Realm Pod.
Is that all the shit.com or is there an app for that?
All the shit is Threads, according to you, Jordan.
Dennis actually drank a whiskey tonight and enjoyed it.
That might be a little bit of a stretch. Leave us a voicemail, 76-522-317-0087. Check out the Hockey Podcast Network.com. Right, and one of the at least 100 fucking podcasts on our network.
Yeah. Hey, we got a Be Less Whiteboard that we got to fill in. So get ready for your.
We got some bets coming this year.
We got bets coming. We've got to have our what do we call them?
Bold predictions.
Bold predictions. Yeah. Get ready for those. We got a fantasy league coming those. Up.
Hey, right? Training camp starts in 2 weeks.
Hey, let us know. Should we do daily fantasy? Well, it's not daily. It's not going to be every day, but like once a week.
Once a week.
We used to do it. We do weekly fantasy. It wasn't on DraftKings.
It was Tuesdays.
It was Thursdays.
Well, Tuesdays now because we can report on a Wednesday.
If we did Tuesdays, so we could do Tuesdays a weekly daily fantasy on Tuesdays, which is pretty fun. It's tip. We did like $5 to enter, and you actually win money. So
yeah,
I think we stopped because I kept winning.
Sure.
I mean, that was when there was like three people doing it. So
yeah. Worth it.
Jordan wins in threesomes.
I know. Yeah. Jordan won a total of like $40 that year and like fucking won those little downs.
You declared it.
So anyways, I think we should do it. In addition to our just like bullshit league.
By the way, what else do you want us to do? I've got all kinds of things I want to do, but if I know what you guys want to do, we'll make it happen.
Guy wants to talk more about hockey.
I mean, sure. Did Russ get his cup? I'm sure he wants that.
It's right there on the table.
It's in a box.
It's in that second box.
We've made it that far, Russ. We're in a box.
It's taped. It's ready to go.
Okay.
It's right here.
It's this box right here.
I mean, you're going to think you got an Amazon package, but I mean, your shit's in the box. We've made it that far.
Oh, what's in the box?
Should we like crowdsource the shipping label or?
I mean, we could pay for it. It's just a matter of going to the store down the street.
I mean, James has that time, so. All right.
Problem is that the postal service isn't open till like 10 o'clock at night.
When you finally remember,
have time when we don't have soccer practice and water polo.
You can
practice.
Give it to me, I can make it happen.
Take it.
All right. This is where I'm going. So. All right, we're done. For James, we're like Jordan Heckman. I'm Dennis Wilson saying,
go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go! Go, Kings, go!
Ah, fuck.